Woodlake, unusual set of circumstances. It's an important battle for even the friendlies. One thing that is not looked at either, maybe a few Dakota do, is if the warriors had not fought, how many people would have been able to escape to Canada or the far places, you know, that they ended up. The warriors were defending a great deal at Woodlake because their families were close. That's where Maz Omani was wounded. You know, he's buried not too far from here. Well, his family was there, but he was looking for a peaceful solution too, as was his brother, but he was killed for his efforts. You know, the 14 to 20 some warriors that are buried out there, you know, they were fighting for the lives of all their people, friendly or unfriendly. They fought, you know, they fought a battle, thought they could win, probably could have, except for, you know, unfortunate circumstance. But they would have fought whether or not they had a chance of winning or not. They were fighting for the existence of a people, even if some of the people disagreed with them. A warrior's life is to fight for the people, protect them, hunt for them, provide whatever, police. And so their life ended the same way as they it began. They began a life that led to them being the Akichita. Their life ended being Akichita. Whether or not anybody has respect for the Dakota warriors and what they fought has really no bearing from my standpoint, because their spirits were probably more pure than anyone else's in what they were trying to do.